Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in... Three body problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
I'm Chris Harrison, and no, I'm not the bachelor. I am a happily married man.
I was the bachelor a long time ago on this show, but now I'm a happily married man.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. This is going to be This Week in Bachelor Nation. We're going to break down all the gains for you, all the top plays parasocially from our beloved game. We're going to give you some screams. We're going to give you all those juicy tids to talk about what's going on in the news around Bachelor Nation.
Some parasocial creatures strutting their stuff.
And we're, of course, going to be talking about the state of the world. But before we get to any of that, we have an announcement. Our book is not coming out on January 18th like we thought. There have been supply chain issues, we're being told by our publisher, so it's going to come out 1 week later. The book is now coming out on January 25th, which means you have a little bit more time to go to howtowinthebachelor.com and enter all of our contests. So if you enter it now, you have 2 weeks left. The last day of these contests is the 24th. You can still enter. You just buy the book wherever you want to pre-order it. And you upload a picture of your receipt at howtowinthebachelor.com. And if you go to howtowinthebachelor.com, all this information is there as well. But you can potentially win autographed copies of the book. You can potentially win a contraband t-shirt that we made and never released because it has imagery on it that is contraband. That's the only way I can describe it. You could win personal Zooms with Pace Case and myself.
It's from a lens of a different time, you know.
It is definitely from a different time. And you could also win a very special prize. One person is going to win this one thing that is, it is simply the most important thing in the world if you like The Bachelor. That's all I can say. That person's going to love it, whoever gets it. And so once again, you have 2 weeks left. The 24th is the final day. We're trying to get our pre-sales up so that we can hit that New York Times bestseller list. And the 25th is the absolute for sure day the book's coming out.
You know what, Clues?
What?
So our new publishing date, January 25th, 2022, it's actually perfect that this has happened, that supply chain has fucked us up, because now Second Christmas is exactly 1 month after Christmas. You're really hitting that low of like, damn, I miss Christmas, or I miss the holiday season, I miss not working, whatever it is for you. And glory and behold, we have a new holiday to celebrate. Praise be our beloved supply chain crisis.
Okay. I see where you're going with it. I'll abide by that. This is some kind of magical benefit that we've received somehow. If it was Dark Lord Harrison or the Christian God, someone saw fit to make sure that we did this exactly a month after.
Dark Lord Palmer, a happily married entity of some sort.
That's right. But thanks everybody who's already pre-ordered, and thanks everybody who's gonna pre-order. Once again, you got 2 weeks left. The 24th is the last day to enter all these contests and maybe get some of these cool prizes. Pace Case and I should be getting our actual copies of the book, which are the nice hardcover with the dust jacket and all that, very soon. And we're going to be autographing those.
Author photos.
Author photos are on them. We're going to be autographing those and getting those ready to ship out to all the winners. So please, once again, How to Win the Bachelor. Go to that. Check it out. And we're very excited. 2 weeks, our book will be in bookstores. You'll be able to walk in and pick one up off the shelf if that appeals to you.
It's a good book.
That's really the best marketing that we've done for it so far.
And even if you don't like books, I bet you don't have a printed out photo of Bachelor Clues or I, and you can get that when you get a book.
That's the real reason you should get it.
Is that good marketing?
It's fantastic marketing. And now let's move on to the first segment of today's program. This is
Game of Roses. State of the World.
So as you know, State of the World is a segment where we talk about some larger piece of news out in the world and relate it back to our beloved game. And undoubtedly, the biggest news in the world this week is that the arbitrary measurement of time that we call years has ticked one more forward, and we are now in 2022. We bid adieu to the disaster that was 2021, which was just kind of an extension of 2020, really, which was just an extension of 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016. Everything has been a shambles since 2016. But now we move into this new era, 2022. And for us, it's starting off with a bang, because
we're feeling 22.
In addition to the single contest for How to Win the Bachelor, we've had an ongoing contest that is a group contest that the entire pit is entering whether they want to or not. And it was for a percentage increase in a number we were trying to sell. And we said if we got to 25%, we'd do something, 50%, 75%, 100%, so on and so forth. Each of these increments would unlock a prize for the pit. Well, we are happy to announce we have hit the 25% mark, which means
we
are about to release something that I have spent a lot of time working on. It is a song. The name of the song is The Bottom of the Pit. So we're going to play it for you now. We're going to react to it. And then we're also going to give you our New Year's resolutions in this state of the world. So Pace Case, I am very proud of this. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're ready for this.
I like that you're like, we're going to react to it. I assume you have heard the song since you made it. I am going to react to it. And you're going to react to my reaction.
I've been reacting to this song for 5 months. My reaction has been dancing around my apartment, singing it at the top of my lungs, annoying my neighbors. But here we are. This is The Bottom of the Pit.
This is a Game of Roses world premiere.
Roses close your eyes and listen to the shadows. The screams get louder the deeper we go. Don't look back, you've come too far to change your mind. The world will always be there, leave it behind. Join us now in the bottom of the pit. Become immortal, forever live. The only way out is to go through, but we can make it without you. Is this heaven or is this hell? Maybe a bit of both, but only time will tell. You're not alone here, there's no need for you to hide. Embrace the darkness and enjoy the ride. Cut your rope and fall straight down. There is nothing to fear. You will never hit the ground. There is no ending here. Join us now in the bottom of the pit. Become immortal, forever live. The only way out is to go through. Join us now in the bottom of the pit. Become immortal, forever live. The only way out is to go through. But we can make it without you. The pit provides for those inside. The pit provides for those inside. The pit provides for those inside. The pit provides for those inside.
Wow.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
First of all, I thought I was going to be the only one reacting. I loved watching you listening to it, smiling, your head bobbing up and down. You're like, yeah, this is the jam.
Hey, I like it. I like the song I made. Yeah.
Look, I think the whole pit is going to be so happy for this gift they've worked so hard to unlock.
Yeah.
Is it David Bowie? I don't know.
Oh, that's a high compliment. Listen, I know I can't sing. I'm fully aware of that. Doesn't stop me from literally re-recording those vocals about 150 times to try and get them as good as I could.
That comes through.
They're very bad, but still the best I could do, and that has to be good enough.
Look, I can't wait for the covers. I'll say that.
Oh, sincerely.
Just release the instrumental of the lyrics.
Yes, I will be doing that. The song itself will be available by itself as its own MP3 track. I'll put the lyrics in that. I'll put an instrumental version if you want to do it. We had so many good covers of all the weird little songs that I've made throughout the course of Game of Roses. Please feel free to take this one, make it your own, do with it what you will. I can't wait to hear all of those different versions, and we'll play some of the best ones, of course, on our show.
So it reminds me of David Bowie. It also reminds me of, did you ever see Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
I never did.
Oh, well, the lead writes this song. And it's for his like Dracula puppet musical that he wants to do.
Okay.
And this is exactly the same tone. I encourage you to look it up.
Another high compliment, in my opinion. Yeah, it's a little gothy, as am I. I'm a real life vampire. I can't help that.
He creates a successful musical from it in his storyline. So I think this will have equal success.
So there you have it. That's bottom of the pit. Now let's move on. Pace Case, what is your New Year's resolution?
Okay, my New Year's resolution is yoga before noon.
That is strong.
It has been like a vague goal of mine, but I never, almost never achieve it.
Yeah.
And I always end up putting it to the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's a very yoga specific thing, but it's like the hardest part is literally getting to the mat, and I have to like work myself up to do it. And once I finish it, I feel amazing. It sets me up for a great day. I literally get pissed how good I feel after it. Mm. But this is a goal I'm going to try to do. I'm doing Adrian's January move 30-day program if anyone wants to join me. It's a little challenging, but like you just do what you can and you just have to be on the mat.
As they say.
And that's how I've been able to keep up yoga. I've just been like, I have to do at least 5 minutes every day. Mm-hmm. And that's it. You just set yourself like a low, consistent bar. And that's worked well for me.
I think this is a fantastic resolution. Mine has nothing to do with self-care like yours does. Mine, in fact, is the opposite.
Yeah. What is yours?
Self-destruction.
Oh, God.
I, right now.
What?
I'll say this. This is my New Year's resolution. By the end of this year, I want to have 100% control of our beloved game. I would say at this point, based on our book and other things that I've done, I feel like I probably have 15% control over the entire game, over everything that is happening within the show. I think 15% is roughly accurate. By the end of next year, I want 100. I want to be completely controlling it from our podcast, from the book, from other means that I have at my disposal.
In order to completely control it, don't you need to be like the showrunner?
No, you don't. You just have to control the showrunner.
Okay, I really look forward to seeing how this play out. I feel like now I should have a Bachelor-related resolution, though.
In service of this resolution, I'm just saying I may have to completely destroy my own life, but I think it'll be worth it.
Here's my Bachelor resolution. Some sort of event that is Bachelor commentators gathering.
Oh, yeah. That's one of mine as well. That's part of my self-destruction resolution. Is just to...
That doesn't seem like self-destruction.
Oh, shit. Please. In terms of indulging this show, this game, whatever our lives have become, it's like I am constantly amazed by the fact that I always find one new way, some more hours in the day that I can devote to this endeavor. I'm always astounded by like, wait a minute, I'm not as deep in the pit as I could be. I'm continually getting deeper.
Yeah, I'm amazed by that as well.
That's my true resolution is to go through the pit, to find the bottom of it and blow through the other side.
The only way out is through.
That's right. I'm going to do that this year. So those are our resolutions. That's the state of the world. We're in 2022. We got our song. We got our resolutions. We hope you guys are making good resolutions. And of course, watching this Bachelor season 26.
It's a good season.
It is.
So far.
And now it's time to move on to that portion of our program where we talk about the movements of all of our players from the current season on Instagram and their various social media accounts. And we're also going to talk about the ratings of this season. This is...
This Week in...
Games.
After Michelle Young's disastrous ratings, we have entered the new year with hope and optimism that Clayton Eckerd might be able to return the show to former glory where the ratings were concerned. After the airing of this week's Night One episode of Bachelor Season 26, we have learned that our hopes are dashed. Despite the first episode of the brand new season of The Bachelor featuring former Bachelor Jesse Palmer as the new host, a return to the mansion, promos of a return to international travel, and what looks to be history-making revelations by Eckerd himself that he was intimate with the final two players, the show turned in the worst Night One ratings in Bachelor history, with a 0.84 in the 18 to 49-year-old demo and 3.5 million raw viewers. Although these numbers are an improvement over Michelle Young's season, they were down 38 and 32% respectively from Matt James's premiere episode back in January of last year. The one piece of good news we have to report is that Eckerd did win his night in the demo, beating out all other major networks. So at the very least, ABC is still able to command the highest ad rates on network television for Monday nights from 8 to 10. We expect the ratings to trend up as the season progresses, and we're hopeful that Eckerd can eventually cross the 1.0 rating mark in the demo as we close in on playoffs and the all-important finale.
I was so curious. I don't normally look up the ratings, but I looked at this, and then I looked at the chart of all the other ratings of the shows next to it, and I hadn't seen the spread of numbers of our current era. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Network TV is dead. It's over.
So low.
It's absolutely over.
I mean, again, we don't have any of the streaming numbers.
We don't know how many people are watching this show. Yeah. That is the strange thing about it. When you're getting when more people are following Hannah Brown on Instagram than are watching The Bachelor, at least in the ratings, something is off. Clearly more people are watching it than just what the ratings are returning. But again, the ratings is what makes the money for this show. It's what keeps it on the air. And network TV right now is in turmoil because none of the networks know what to do about this. The writing is clearly on the wall. Everybody's watching streaming. No one's watching network. Those numbers are going down year after year. And so it becomes this game of, well, did we win the night? As long as you're doing that, mm-hmm. you're still the best in terms of ad rates. You're the best show on TV. And so even despite the fact that these ratings are the worst in the history of The Bachelor, it still is the best on Monday nights.
Bless this mess.
Exactly.
And now let's move on to the gains in the parasocial world for the players of Clayton Eckerd's 26th Bachelor season. Clayton Eckerd, our crown, has gained 31,000 Instagram followers this week, bringing him to 142K total, and he has 3.9K Twitter followers. Good job, Clayton.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Now let's move on to the top five gains chart for the players of Bachelor season 26 since 12/25/21. The gold medal in gains goes to the 28-year-old jiu-jitsu enthusiast / pageant queen / wedding videographer from Virginia Beach, Susie Evans. She gained 13.8K followers, bringing her to 24.8K total. For her buzzer, it takes two standy limo exit and second flower.
Which we believe was actually a first flower, that they aired it out of order. That's all I'll say. The silver medal in gains goes to the 24-year-old surgical unit nurse from Highland, California, Teddy Wright. She gained 11,900 followers, bringing her to 13.8K total for loading her personal virginity card in her intro. Her clues play of the game, aka her me play of the game, mini date chemistry play, resulting in the first kiss, her double MVP status, and that fimp.
The bronze medal in gains goes to the 25-year-old flight instructor from Clermont, Florida, Rachel Recchia. She gained 8,038 followers, bringing her to 11.4K total for her skydiving, future casting, and chemistry play during her mini date, as well as her exotic sidecar limo exit with Holly.
Still unknown who Holly actually is. Fourth place goes to the 30-year-old ICU nurse from the Denver High, Gabriella Gabby Windy. She gained 4,300 followers, bringing her to 9.4K total for her voice play and her blue humor sit on your face pillow play.
Fifth place in gains goes to the 26-year-old bartender from the LA Icons, Genevieve Parisi. She gained 3.9K followers, bringing her to 50.6K total for her Blandy and her 4TRR parental longevity mini date, as well as perhaps for being the newest addition to Pace Case's top four prediction.
And these gains, by the way, these ain't bad. These are decent gains for a night one. We've got a couple of players over 10K for a night one. I think that's great. I think we're going to see some of these players hitting high hundreds of thousands by the end of this season, hopefully. But we really are going to be able to chart now Do the ratings affect that in a way that is real? Because we saw in Michelle Young's season, the ratings were in the toilet. All the gains were down pretty low. Mm-hmm.
Toilet gains.
Toilet gains. There are only a couple of players who even crossed the 100K mark. But I'm curious to see what happens this season. And the top five chart as it stands on January 6th is number one, the bartender from the LA Icons, Genevieve Parisi, has the lead with 50.6 thousand followers.
In second, another LA icon, the Cougar social media director and night one girl, Jean Paik at 34.1K.
Third place, we got a third LA icon. Melina Nassab, the 27-year-old Kanga jumping personal trainer, takes that third place spot with 30.2K.
The 28-year-old wedding videographer from Virginia Beach, Susie Evans, is in fourth place at 24.8K total.
And I would wager that she's going to be an LA icon very soon if she's not already moved out here. And rounding out the top five is the Alpha Limo Exit and Fax Machine Smasher, the 23-year-old wealth management advisor of the New York City influence, Sarah Hamrick, at 20.4 thousand followers. These are good numbers. These are strong numbers. And mm-hmm. we see in here there was one night one player, so she's probably not going to get too many more added to that number. And some people like Genevieve Parisi came into the game with a pretty high number, but these are good starting numbers. I firmly believe we're going to see many high hundreds of thousands of players by the end of this season. Mm-hmm. But that rounds out all the gains this week. Now it's time to dip into those luscious tids.
This is... Bachelor Nation News.
First up in Bachelor Nation News, we had a lot of couplings happening in the past few weeks within the nation. So we're just going to give you a quick rundown of some of the most notable players who partnered up with other players from our beloved game, from some other games in some cases, and even with civilians, God forbid. Perhaps the most talked about union within the nation was actually between two members of the nation by extension. The all-time Instagram champion Hannah Brown's brother, Patrick, was engaged to Jed Wyatt's ex-girlfriend, Haley Stevens, just before Christmas. For those who may not remember, Stevens was the girlfriend Wyatt was accused of dating right up until the moment he entered the game back in Hannah Brown's season 15 of The Bachelorette, and she was ostensibly the reason that Hannah Brown dumped Jed Wyatt at the end of that season. And she is now engaged to, again, Hannah Brown's brother, Patrick.
That's wild. I would love to hear those conversations.
I agree.
And the woman who made love to Nick Viall without being in love with him, Andy Dorfman, has gone public with her new boyfriend, Blaine Hart. Couple made it Instagram official on New Year's Eve.
The once rumored next bachelor and teary-eyed single dad from Bachelorette season 17, Michael Olio, seems to be brewing up a relationship with the Talk co-host Amanda Kloots. The pair was not only spotted out on a dinner date in late December, but also shared some pics of themselves cuddling over drinks on their Instagrams.
And rounding out our roundup of Bachelor Nation couplings, the horse, Baylock Eye, Blake Horseman, has jumped ship from our beloved game to Love is Blind to seek out his person in Giannina Gibelli. The couple was reported to be official earlier this week in Us Weekly. Gibelli has 1.8 million Instagram followers. Way to go, Baylock Eye. We wish all of these new couples a great 2022.
And now we move from new romances to a story about old dusty relationships. A rookie player in the current season of The Bachelor has been confirmed to have dated not one, but two former all-stars from our beloved game. Gabby Windy, the former NFL cheerleader who has already made a splash as what we believe to be the best colorful narrator of this season, was already making the rounds in the Bachelor Nation dating pool before she ever met Clayton Eckard. Windy has been officially romantically linked to both Blake Horstman and Deanie Babies Unglert.
Baylock High and Babies?
Yes.
Dang. Baylock High told Us Weekly, "I met Gabby long before I was on The Bachelorette. Like, I want to say maybe 2015 or 2016. We hung out for a little bit, so I know her very well. And Dean, I don't know how it came up, but one time me and Dean were sitting there, I think we were in Buffalo, and he mentioned Gabby, and I was like, how do you know Gabby? And he was like, dude, she was like my girl in college, you know? We were in love and blah, blah.
And as we all well know, Bela Kai had a romantic rendezvous with Unglert's current main squeeze, superstar Paradise player Kalen Miller-Keys. As we have long said on our program, once you are in the Bachelor Nation dating pool, anything goes. Congrats to Gabby Windy on completing her hat trick of Bachelor Nation bows with this season's Bachelor, Clayton Eckerd.
The undisputed, the heavily disputed all-time goat, male goat, Nick Viall, makes news this week for shots he fired at the current Bachelor, Clayton Eckerd. Of the decision to name Eckerd the season 26 Bachelor, Viall said, it's nothing against Clayton. He seemed like a nice enough fellow. But just looking at Michelle's top four, each of the top four has better storylines, more charisma, Nick told the outlet in December. They have outshined Clayton in every possible way, so I don't really get the choice.
Eckerd has since issued a counterstatement encouraging Viall to reserve his judgment until he's seen the entire season unfold and had a chance to really understand his entire journey.
Viall will, of course, be obligated to do just that, as most of his revenue is tied to the franchise and his recaps. So we will wait and see if he changes his mind. But one thing is for sure, Viall proves once again that he knows how to maintain relevance in our beloved game by starting a feud with the current sitting crown. Way to go, male goat.
In other news, footage has surfaced that was cut from the Night One document featuring Michelle Young returning to the show with her child Army to wish Clayton well on his journey and give him some advice. In the clip, now posted to YouTube by the official Bachelor ABC YouTube channel, Young meets Eckerd at the mansion for a Council of Crowns in which she shows off her diamond ring as proof that the process works. Although she makes no mention of the $200,000 she won as a prize, she does offer Eckerd a gift in the form of a reprise performance by child actors Luke and Kelsey. These were the children that delivered the producer-written letters to Eckerd in a scene shot well after Young's season wrapped in an attempt to justify Eckerd's selection as The Bachelor. Why producers chose to eliminate this 3-minute, 30-second clip from the document, we will never know, but it does currently have 42,000 views on YouTube.
And finally, the other undisputed all-time goat of the game, Caitlin Bristow, and her business-minded fiancé, Jason Tardik, have announced that they are eyeing a wedding date in October of this year in Nashville. The couple was engaged back in May of last year on an episode of Bristow's podcast, Off the Vine. Bristow is currently on Dancing with the Stars winter tour. When she gets back, it's going to be all steam ahead on planning her wedding and deciding on the guest list, which no doubt will include every important player from the Nashville Sliders and most likely several players from the New York Influence and the perennial Parasocial League champions, the LA Icons. Caitlin, if you're listening, we know of two icons who would be honored to attend. Us. We're talking about us. Please invite us to your wedding.
Whether Caitlin Bristow invites us to her wedding or not, we will now round out the news with a big happy birthday to the crown, Katie Thurston. She completed another trip around the dying sun on January 3rd of this year. Happy birthday goes out to Katie Thurston. And that rounds out all of the news that is fit to print this week. Now we're going to move on to that segment of our program in which we discuss all of the plays players are making off the field in the primary world, in the metaverse, on their telephones, in their social media, where it matters.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Clues, have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered
Hell yes.
why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised?
Hell yes. Well, unfiltered mineral water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And about 75% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine.
I thought it was 85%. And that's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin.
Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation's a breeze, and it's unique. Quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, anybody listening to Gore right now can use code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. This is
the Parasocial play of the week.
Company player Tayshia Adams posted a long ode-like post to Instagram about the Bachelor franchise on the premiere day of season 26. With rumors swirling that she may get a Bachelorette do-over, this post was a smart move. The main Instagram post has 208K likes and 391 comments. Side note, in the fourth slide of her post, she posted a never-before-seen video of her telling Michelle Young that Nate Olukoya would be her first hometown. Young's reaction is more proof that leads already know who they're going to pick at the end.
And we'll have even more proof of that in next week's Digging Deeper that you can listen to on Monday. Demi Burnett revealed via a Main Grid post that she's been struggling with her mental health lately. She posted a selfie with the caption, "This is going to be the hardest thing to ever post, and I'm so embarrassed, but I'm going to be real. My ego is livid. Happy New Year. This is me 24/7. I'm not doing anything to envy. I'm not happy. I'm not social. I'm constantly thinking and crying and trying to figure everything out. Countless hours blaming myself for everything that's caused pain. I haven't had a sip of alcohol in 5 months. I'm talking to a psychiatrist on Monday. I'm having an emotional breakdown every few hours. I'm feeling pretty shit / overwhelmed most of the time, but I know I am growing. Even if it hurts, it is worth it." Sacred heart emoji, hearts on fire emoji. "Please don't text me saying I need to get out more. I know you mean well, but it's not helpful and it makes me feel ashamed. This version of me, the one who stays in and avoids people, is who I have suppressed my entire life. I find comfort in exploring my head so much that it's my preference to be alone. I can only ever truly be myself when I am alone.
No more camouflage. This post has 70.2 thousand likes and 1.8 K comments. We wish her the best in a struggle much of the world can probably relate to right now.
Connor the Catman B posted a tweet of a picture of Dark Lord Palmer and Clayton Eckard on the Rose Bowl Bachelor float with the caption, "Telling my kids this was the Property Brothers, hashtag The Bachelor." This tweet got 670 retweets and 9.5K likes.
Carly Waddell re-entered the dating pool post-divorce with a funny and popular TikTok sound. Her reel has 701,000 views and 19.6K likes.
We also got some strong parasocial plays right out of the gate for some of Eckard's rookies. Ex-boyfriend Ash's prop player, Jill Chin, made the most out of the reactions from her limo exit by reacting to a tweet calling her a weirdo in a TikTok.
Night one player Haley Mullis memed herself turtling on night one and getting eliminated to a popular Elle Woods TikTok sound.
Marlena Wesch posted a Main Grid Instagram image of her accepting a rose with a caption, "First female Olympian, check mark emoji. First female with locks, check mark emoji. So exciting to make history for the hashtag Bachelor Nation franchise last night. But of course, nothing was better than receiving my first rose on the first night. See y'all next week."
These were all great plays, but there can be only one.
There can be only one.
The winner of our Parasocial Play of the Week goes to the combined parasocial work of Michelle Young and her ring winner, Nate Olakoya. They have posted an astounding amount of 4TRR trenchant content this week. It started with Michelle Young revealing the identity of the, in quotes, light-skinned baller on her Instagram stories. She and Olakoya also reunited with QuiCon extraordinaire Joe Coleman. Olakoya has insisted he's Young's personal paparazzi and even shared an, in quotes, unsanctioned image of Young sharing his toothbrush. We love what this couple is doing on social media. And between that and their down payment on their house, maybe this will be the next hero couple to come out of our beloved game. Congrats go out to Olakoya and Young on really what's an astounding amount and level of quality of parasocial play that they've been able to turn out in the weeks following their show's conclusion.
It's so 4TRR. I think Nate is leveling up Michelle's Instagram game.
I think he's forcing her to do it. I think she doesn't want to do it. And he's like, no.
That's what I mean. I think she's like, I want to be a teacher. He's like, no, this will be easier.
Yeah, he's like, let's go ahead and make way more money doing way less work, if that's cool with you.
Yeah.
And their parasocial power didn't stop at their own parasocial play. We got to get into parasocial creatures this week. And there were a bunch of good plays. Rachel Lindsay's pooch, Copper, was looking Christmas beautiful in a post that Rachel Lindsay put on her Instagram stories where Copper is standing in front of a tree wearing cute little Mickey and Minnie Mouse gingerbread earmuffs. It's unreal. Blake Moynes took a selfie with a hawk, proving once again that he is a man of the wilderness and knows how to handle these beasts. And Dexter and Tommy celebrated Katie Thurston's birthday with her, decked out in little birthday hats and some balloons. These were all great. But of course, the winner once again is going to go to the creatures of Michelle Young and Nate Olakoya. We're talking about Percy and Chief. These are two pups that spent their first Christmas together. And in an image posted to, or it's actually a series of images posted to Michelle Young's Instagram, they featured both Nate and Michelle sitting in front of a fireplace with these two pooches, Percy and Chief, who are now step siblings. The whole blended family is decked out in holiday gear, seems to be enjoying one another's company. The post has 212,000 likes and 1,191 comments at the time of this recording. Absolutely crushing it. Congratulations, Percy. Congratulations, Chief.
Congrats. Huge, huge engagement for the step bros.
Absolutely. And now it is time for us to delve into the deepest, darkest parts of our fandom. This is when Pace Case and I cut our ropes and fall straight to the bottom of the pit from where we scream. This is
Screams from the Pit!
My scream this week is one of my greatest screams ever. I had my own hometown's visit this holiday break. I traveled to Minneapolis, Minnesota, the hometown of Michelle Young, to spend time with my boyfriend's family. And during that time, I went to my first NFL game as an adult, the Minneapolis Vikings, or the Minnesota Vikings. Lol. going great so far. I already knew I would be returning to this same sacred place where Michelle Young told Clayton Eckerd, "Good job, Clayton," as he issued a guttural scream, which won him the group date prize of the Ultimate Viking. So I was naturally already so excited. We tailgated in the freezing air, almost lit ourselves on fire trying to make this heater work. I learned the Skull Vikings cheer. It was already a fantastic experience. But then, during the beginning of the game, they do this bit with the cheerleaders. The mascot starts handing roses to the cheerleaders. I start filming this with my phone. Roses? That relates to my whole thing, you know?
Your whole thing? What do you mean?
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor's your whole thing?
My passion. Okay. My life's whole thing. And then it turns out that this is leading to someone proposing to a cheerleader. And then, twist again, it's being facilitated by Michelle Young and Nate Olakoya. They are there in the stadium. We breathe the same probably COVID-infested air together. I screamed. I was with Jake's whole family, who witnessed me having a complete joy meltdown. And while they seemed happy for me, I don't think they could truly understand what I was going through in that moment. What are the chances?
Who could understand that? No one.
No one.
Maybe me.
My whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And your whole thing. What are the chances that I go to the one football game that they are the celeb guests at? Olukoya's first NFL game ever. And I was more convinced than ever that we live in a simulation, that everything is connected.
What are the chances? 100%.
100%. I knew you were going to say that.
This is what happens to us now. You know, you're talking about like, it's my whole thing. Absolutely correct. We are a part of it now. I don't want to go on a rant about quantum entanglement and all the stuff that's going on in quantum science, but I'm going to. I think.
Don't want to, but I have to.
Well, it relates to this. I think we're on the precipice of a greater degree of understanding about the fundamental nature of reality, especially where quantum mechanics are applied. They are starting to learn now. This is scientifically provable that human observation affects reality, and therefore our presence in reality affects it. And I think you and I are now quantum entangled with The Bachelor. And so everywhere we go, everything we do will have some effect, and it will have some effect on us. So whether your appearance at that football game drew Nate Olakoya and Michelle Young, or whether their presence drew you, I don't know. But they are the same. You are Nate Olakoya. You are Michelle Young. You are every Bachelor player.
I'm Charminance.
You are Charminance. You are Qui-Con. You are Shy Style. You are all of it. And so, of course, they had to be there.
Yes.
Of course they did. Because Clayton Eckerd saying, "I'm the Ultimate Viking," that is still echoing through the halls of that place. It is still there.
Yeah. That you can definitely feel.
I mean,
for me.
I assume. This is a fantastic scream. Let me ask you this as a question. Did your boyfriend's family know? Do they know your job? Do they know what you're doing, this podcast? Have they listened to it?
Yeah. So they were all like, "Oh, isn't this great for you?" But like, as like a, you know, like, "Ha ha, what a connection." But not like,
yeah,
not the emotional, you know, power that I was experiencing.
They didn't see like what you're seeing in your eyes as you're looking onto the field is like a beautiful mind, like weird laser geometry is shooting everywhere, and yeah, you're connecting all the fucking points, and they're just like, "Oh, look, they said the word Bachelor. You must like that."
Yeah, exactly. No, they are wonderful. They are lovely. They are the best. And they all filmed me jumping in front of the Jumbotron, my eyes glowing. Mm. I'm glowing, you know. So I did get a glow.
Did you get to tell them? Like, let me ask you this. How far have you taken them down the rabbit hole?
I gave them a copy of the book.
Okay. But the book, I mean, I'm assuming they haven't read the entire thing yet. Have you taken them down the rabbit hole of saying, like, the NFL, The Bachelor, and American politics are the same thing? Have you taken them there yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, because obviously when Michelle Young and Nate Olakoya show up during an NFL game at that stadium, that's proof positive. Mm-hmm. It is all the same thing. It's all show. It's all WWE. That I would be losing my mind. I probably at that point, if this was my significant other meeting their family for the first time, the relationship would have ended there. So I commend you because I would have drugged them so deep into the fucking pit that they would have been like, this person is crazy. You need to now.
You would have driven them away.
Yes, of course. So I commend you for not doing that. And I congratulate you on experiencing this fantastic moment.
I think, you know, part of it might, like, luckily I had so many masks covering my face that probably no one could really register what was happening there.
They couldn't see that you were doing like a maniacal Joker smile the entire time.
Yeah. Tears streaming into my mask.
Yeah, exactly.
I am the ultimate Viking. Let's go.
I love this scream. I'm going to issue my own now.
Thank you.
Mine has to do kind of with a Joker style thing as well, an insanity, a mania.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. And it has to do with the song that we played up top, Bottom of the Pit.
Yeah.
The amount of glee that I get from listening to this song that I've made is not healthy.
I saw it today.
You did see it, but it's not just the song. It's that I made it so long ago and I put so much work into it and I've tried to learn how to sing. I've been watching YouTube videos like vocal training shit and I'm like, this is absurd. I'm never going to get to a point where my voice will be good by any standard measure of that word.
I think if you put all of your efforts into that, you could.
But I can't put all of my efforts into it because we got to do this show.
It doesn't seem worth it.
But now that I've made this thing and it finally got to see the light of day, when we hit our 25% goal, I cannot describe to you how fucking elated I was. It's maybe one of the happiest moments of my life. Finally, I was like, this thing, which I was questioning, will I get to play it? Because I'm going to adhere to the rules we set up for that.
Yeah.
Finally, we hit the number and I'm like, fuck. I do get to hear it, but then immediately.
You birthed your baby.
I birthed my baby, but the baby is like uglier than I want it to be. You know what I mean? Along with the joy that I felt, I also felt like shame for not having made it better. Because now as I'm listening back to it, I'm like, oh, I could have done this. I could have done this. I have kept up like with my YouTube videos and like kind of trying to train myself on how to use all this music production stuff. I am better now than I was when I made that song. And I'm like, I hear a million things that I would have changed. And so I have some regret about that that is on top of the joy.
I would try to get rid of that. It's a joyous occasion. There's no need for shame.
Okay.
You've given your asterisk right here that you're not musically trained.
Yeah, I'm not proud of it. I am proud of it, though.
I enjoyed it. I think people will enjoy it. And again, if I know the pit, there's going to be some stunning revolutionary covers soon.
No, I hope so. And I think it's strength. I think the best part of the song is the lyrics, which I tried my very best to get as much pit terminology and stuff into those lyrics as I could. So I'm very curious to see what people can do with it, who can actually sing. And if people want to do their own musical arrangements to it and all that kind of stuff, cannot wait to hear what comes out of this. So I'm going to say thank you in advance also to the rest of the pit.
Put it on Listen to Your Heart season 2. Have people try to fake chemistry while performing that song on stage.
Listen to Your Heart season 2 is there's only two songs. It's Bottom of the Pit and Dark Seasons. You can only perform those two and you have to make it believable that these songs are turning you on and bringing you together romantically. But that wraps up our Screams from the Pit from us. And now we have a scream from the pit from one of the members of the pit. If you are a member of our Patreon, you will get access to our Discord channel. And from that Discord channel, you can submit your own screams. The only rule is they have to be a minute or less. You record them And the best ones we play right here. We analyze them to see how far in the bottom of the pit some of the other pit members are. So here we go. This one comes to us from a user named Cass Christopher, but I believe it's a dual scream. I believe there are two people screaming in this scream. So here we go.
Hello, Pit. This is Ari.
And this is Cass.
And this week we have a joint scream. So
first of all, we're the girls who bought each other roses to go to adult prom a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And that scream was aired. But anyway, so our scream is that I got us matching rings on Etsy that say PBOBG as a Christmas present for Ari and myself.
And I came over tonight to watch the first night, the big game, if you will. And the only ring or the only finger that my ring fits on is my ring finger. And so I feel betrothed more than ever to our beloved game. And to top it all off,
when we were watching the live pregame show for Clayton's premiere, we heard you talking about possibly doing some jewelry in the future. And I couldn't help but think, have I started this whole beginning of a new gore era of
merch?
I don't know. Hire me? Question mark. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
What a fun dynamic duo.
Indeed. Now this is the second scream we have heard from Cass Christopher and friend.
Prolific screamer.
Screaming every day, all day. It seems like. But congratulations on getting the rings. That's fantastic. Praise be our beloved game indeed. And yes, you're correct. We are about to have some jewelry available in the very near future. And although it was not specifically related to the scream you just told us about, we've been working on it for a minute prior to this. You know, all things are connected. As we said, the pit energy flows through all things. And if people are really channeling it hardcore, they have influence over other members of the pit, over other events that occur within the pit.
Yeah, I just love that, you know, it seems like we're helping this friendship thrive.
Absolutely. And in terms of rating the severity of this scream, I'd have to know a little more. While you're wearing the rings, are you also wearing one or more gore shirts? Are you singing the songs of gore?
It's definitely at least a level two because yeah, there is a monetary investment.
Absolutely. And there is an outward public-facing proclamation of fandom for our beloved game. Mm-hmm. So I think that once you're getting to the point where you are buying accessories, where you are wearing things that exhibit your fandom of our beloved game, that is a new level. That's definitely saying, this is a part of my identity now, which is something Pace Case and I have been doing for years. God, at this point.
Yeah, and we'll try to, you know, match the demand for merch, you know.
We do what we can.
Yeah, we're doing what we can. The sweatshirt is very soft, by the way. I've been wearing it every day.
Oh, seriously? You're wearing the sweatshirt with yourself on it every day?
I'm wearing it right now.
That, oh my God. How was that not your fucking scream? You're
what
like,
do you mean?
From this moment forward, I only wear clothing that has an image of myself on it.
I did think about, like, I went to Chipotle and I was like, I wonder if they'll ask me about it. They didn't. But I'll keep you posted.
Oh, my fucking God.
If anyone asks me. I'll be like, it's me, obviously. Yeah.
What's your shirt? Well, that's me sitting in the throne. How could you not tell?
I'm a queen.
I can't wait until that happens. I can't wait until that's your screen. Exactly. Praise be our beloved queen.
I'll wear it every day until someone asks me about it.
That's fair.
And they'll be like, you smell.
You can also wash it. They do have laundry machines now. But that rounds out all the screams from the pit this week. And that rounds out our entire episode of This Week in Bachelor Nation. We thank you so much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the bottom of the pit. We hope we get some good covers of that coming from you guys very soon. And we hope you enjoyed all of our tids, all of our gains, all of our parasocial plays, the parasocial creatures. And as we said up top, you got 2 weeks left to get to howtowinthebachelor.com. Enter our contest. Maybe you'll get some of the prizes, the signed books, the Zooms, the contraband shirts, the prize we can't mention.
Mm-hmm. If you buy the book January 25th on, we're thankful, but you won't be able to enter the contest. 24th and prior is what the contest is for. Thank you, everyone, for your support, though.
And let it be known that the book is really the foundational piece of my scream, of wanting to have 100% control over our beloved game. The book is the key to that control. Because now when it comes out, even if I'm not directly controlling certain elements of the game, the book will be indirectly controlling them because every player is going to read it. And so now you're going to see strategy affected in a massive way. I believe, hopefully starting with the next Bachelorette, because all of those players, the incoming players to the next season of Bachelorette, will have access to this book. Guys, notoriously, mm-hmm. are worse players. I don't want to say they're more stupid, but they don't quite have the acumen to understand that it's a game. And they go into it kind of blind. You hear these stories constantly about the guys like, I've never seen the show, or I've seen an episode or two. Mm-hmm. They're not students of the game. So they may be a little more hesitant to pick up this book and actually read it and take it to heart. But
at least they were pre-Gore era. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We shall indeed.
And, you know, season 26, players may or may not have read this book as well.
That's right. They may or may not have. One of those is true. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And before we go, as always, what is that Dwob at?
It has been 7,228 days without an Asian Bachelor. Praise be our beloved game.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then
we're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin. But now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the Dewy Day Cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the Restorative Night Cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time. And it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in 3 Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle, It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.